This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, we want to make you a smarter sports fan. We talk to the best and brightest minds out there available to us. Share the wealth with you, the knowledge with you. Peter Gregory, attorney at McConnell, Considine, Kumin & Morin here in Rochester. Joining us now in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, let's talk more about this LeSean McCoy investigation. Peter, how have you been?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me back on.
Oh, appreciate it. We're going to lean on you today. First up, McCoy has retained an Atlanta attorney, Don Samuel. Peter, what do we know about Don Samuel?
So Don Samuel is a high-profile criminal defense attorney. He has represented other NFL stars in the past. He was part of the team that defended Ray Lewis from a double homicide case in 2000. He was also part of the team that represented Ben Roethlisberger when he faced sexual assault allegations in 2010. So I think it's an indication that he is taking these allegations seriously, and he is going to aggressively defend the allegations against him, whatever they may be at this point, because the investigation is still open and pending.
Well, and I guess that's what we're waiting for. What's next, Peter? And I guess that would be my question to you. What is next? I mean, we got a statement yesterday from law enforcement in Georgia. You know, is that where this is headed? We have to wait and see if they file charges or if there is a police report, you know, who they're filing charges against?
Yeah, I imagine at this point the investigators are doing the legwork. I imagine they're taking witness statements. I imagine there were reports prepared at the hospital regarding any injuries that may have occurred at the incident, and they're probably tracking down who this assailant was, and I don't imagine we're going to see much big revelations in the near future because it's going to take time for law enforcement to do their job.
Yeah, as we learned last hour there in Georgia, there's a freedom of information request that, you know, we have a 3-day embargo on this, so we're still at least a couple days away from that. Joining us here in the Sports Bar 95.7 ESPN is Peter Gregory. He's an attorney from McConville Considine from right downtown. Peter, last night, the attorney for the victim here, her name is Tanya Mitchell Graham, released a 6-paragraph statement. Reading through that, what's your takeaway, and is this the norm? In other words, for an attorney to come out right off the bat before there's even any charges or anything like this, isn't this more the job of the prosecutor and the DA?
Well, it sounds like she's retained private counsel to really deal with a lot of the allegations and social media and rumors that have churned. You know, all you have to do is go on Facebook to see a lot of passionate Bills fans with their opinions about this incident. And at this point, it sounds like it's really more of a PR play in the battle of the courts of a public opinion to try and set the record straight about what she believes occurred regarding this incident and to have her voice heard in the media.
Well, I also think, Peter, that this statement, if you read it, it kind of paints a picture of a guy in LeSean McCoy who's not afraid of letting other people do his work for him. I also thought it was interesting that they mentioned that the home was broken into with no sign of forced entry. The idea that her final paragraph or closing paragraph that McCoy had not contacted her to check up on her or to see what was going on at the residence. I mean, really, this is a picture that's being painted by her attorney, and that McCoy is not a good guy.
Yeah, from beginning to end, McCoy's name was mentioned throughout. It noted that he changed the security systems at the house before the attack and didn't alert the alleged victim of that change, and she had no access to the security system. And it really toes the line. It goes right up against it without expressly pointing the finger at McCoy. It doesn't make doesn't look good for him and paints a picture that he may not have had unclean hands here.
All right, Peter Gregory joining us here. Now, Peter, as we're talking, Mike Rodak, ESPN.com, is reporting this. Let's all take this in together. Police in Milton, Georgia, have released their report on Tuesday's home invasion. No suspects named in report. Crimes are listed as 1, armed robbery. 2, aggravated assault, firearm. 3, burglary, residential, no force. And 4, aggravated battery. So I guess we're still far away here. I mean, that would be my initial takeaway here is, no suspect's name. When you hear that, Peter, what's your reaction?
Yeah, it seems to confirm previous reports that there was a break-in, a home invasion, what they call a targeted attack. And it seems like the missing piece here is who was the assailant that allegedly committed these crimes. And I imagine they're going to be doing a lot of research. Given that the incident occurred at approximately 3 o'clock in the morning, they'll probably be looking at security footage from nearby businesses and traffic cams to try and identify what vehicles were in the area. Can't imagine there was a lot of traffic at that time in the morning. And right now it's essentially going to be a manhunt to determine who committed this alleged crime.
Peter, you mentioned security footage, and I think another thing that was interesting from the statement from the victim's lawyer was that the security system was disengaged. It was disconnected by McCoy and reinstalled with a new security camera system that she didn't have access to. Wouldn't it be a little fishy or convenient if that system was shut down at 3 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah, it absolutely would, and I imagine that there are going to be some questions from law enforcement to Mr. McCoy about the system, whether or not it was recording. If it wasn't, why not? But you know, now that he's retained counsel, he could theoretically plead a fifth and not have to talk to anyone if he so chooses. So raises a lot of questions. The interesting about the security footage is that there was a pending eviction proceeding between LaShawn McCoy and his ex-girlfriend. He tried to remove her from the property and actually allegedly had some of his friends and family try and remove her property from there, take out her stuff when she wasn't there, and she saw it on the previous security system, and subsequently to that, LaShawn McCoy went in and changed the system out. So it's one more ripple to this complex situation.
Yeah, Peter Gregory joining us here, attorney from McConville Considine in the Sports Bar 95.7 ESPN. We'll get to your calls here later this hour. Peter, as far as take us on the side here of what is going on with the investigation and what the district attorney would need here in terms of a prosecution. What evidence, when you look at this, would be needed? In other words, if we say had somebody's cell phone and they had their locations on, it would that be enough in your opinion? What would be the types of things that would be needed for the police to gather in order to charge somebody in a case like this?
So the burden is going to be on the prosecution to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the person they allege committed these crimes is the one that actually committed it. So I imagine they may be looking for DNA evidence from the assault, possible hair or other fibers that could have been in the property, security footage from nearby businesses, cars driving in the area, cell phones. But also there were two witnesses to the attack, the victim and I believe her cousin was also in the house as well. And if they can positively identify the person that entered the home and attack them, their testimony could be enough to get a conviction on the person that allegedly committed these crimes.
And the Milton, Georgia police report has also been released now to ABC News and ESPN. Mike Rodak again tweeting that out, our guest earlier this afternoon in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, if you wanted to check out the police report, the official police report.
Yeah, a lot is redacted on this, yeah.
Yes. Peter, I want to throw a name at you, and you tell me what you know about Tamarcus Porter. We know that he's a friend of McCoy's. He's a former Pitt teammate. He's the man who filed the proceedings on behalf of McCoy on June 6th, the eviction proceedings. Tamarcus Porter, a name that we should keep in our minds as this investigation continues, or just kind of along for the ride?
You know, I've heard the name swirling and speculation in social media and the rumor mill. You know, at this point, we don't have any evidence to show that he was actually involved other than he's a close associate of LaShawn McCoy and was involved in the eviction proceedings. So without any evidence or witnesses saying he was in the area or somehow involved, at this point, it sounds purely speculative.
Well, if purely speculative, too, and again, we got to throw out these disclaimers, but for what could happen to LaShawn McCoy here, I guess if it were, what would be needed to clear his name, I guess, would be basically the we don't have the police clearing his name here at this point.
Right, it's too early. They haven't named any suspects. They haven't cleared him. This is, you know, still in the early days of the investigation. So, you know, really to clear LeSean McCoy, I imagine an ideal situation for him is if they could find whoever did this, and that person claimed that LeSean McCoy had nothing to do with it and has never met LeSean McCoy, and this is a totally random act. But, you know, based on what I've seen so far, it doesn't seem likely it's going to play out that way.
Peter Gregory, our guest here in the Sports Bar with Danger Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. I want to go back to last year in the NFL, and they're not the same story, but I could see, if I look in a crystal ball, a similar kind of story playing out in terms of NFL suspensions coming down. Ezekiel Elliott, you know, may or may not have, you know, hit his girlfriend, domestic abuse. Boy, Jerry Jones, different kind of NFL owner, but he backed his player every opportunity he could and didn't feel like he was deserving of that 4-game suspension, quite honestly, because there were no files charged against him. I mean, is that as simple as it could be for LeSean McCoy to not face any discipline from the NFL? Or do you think that Ezekiel Elliott case sets a different kind of precedent where even if files aren't charged, that LeSean McCoy could face discipline from the NFL?
Yeah, they're two separate systems, but they're somewhat related. If McCoy was charged or found guilty, I think you'd see immediate punishment from the NFL. But that being said, if he's not charged or involved in the criminal procedure, he can still be punished by the NFL. There's different standards involved. With criminal charges, he needs to be found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. It's much more fluid in the NFL and their disciplinary system. It's a preponderance standard, meaning is it more likely than not that LeSean McCoy was somehow involved in this and violated the NFL conduct policy, which is very different than criminal procedure law in the state of Georgia. So, again, it's too early to tell. I do not think you're going to see anything from the NFL or the Bills until there is some sort of decision from the police investigation. I think they're going to sit back, watch how that plays out, and then also simultaneously do their own investigation. My understanding is both the NFL and the Bills have already started their own independent investigations as well.
Yeah, Peter Gregory, who's an attorney from McConville Considine, our guest here. Peter, is this an instance where you have everything going on, but it you know, you're going to have a distraction if LeSean McCoy shows up and this is still going on day one of training camp, and that's only 15 days away. Do you see the commissioner's exempt list here being a possibility?
Yeah, I don't think so. Again, the police have not named any suspects. He was not in the state of Georgia at the time the incident occurred. So far, everything involved is merely allegations and without any substantive evidence. So, I think it's going to be a circus at training camp at St. John Fisher if this is still pending, but I don't expect him on the exempt list unless there are some additional developments between now and training camp.
Peter Gregory, McConnell, Considine, Kuman, and Morin are guests in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Peter, I feel like we've covered a lot of bases with you, and you've been great with your time. Are we forgetting anything? Are we missing anything? Is there anything that you've noticed that you find suspicious that we haven't touched on yet?
I just think I think we've covered quite a bit, and I'm as curious as you both are to see how this develops.
Yeah, I'd rather talk about when we're going to get betting in New York State. Talk some football. Peter, thank you for helping us, guide us through this story. Peter, have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You got it. Peter Gregory, our guest in the Sports Bar with Danger Battaglia. Peter, working for the law firm of McConnell, Considine, Kuman, and Morin.
Wow. And there you heard the attorney right there saying, no. Commissioner's exempt list does not come into play here the way he would understand it. Could you imagine if the story still remains, and it's very possible, 15 days from today, police investigation still ongoing, LeSean McCoy's name, hey, it's out there, but you really don't have anything. He says circus? What's a bigger name for circus? You will have the national media descend on St. John Fisher College on the 26th, or rather on the 25th. That's the day they actually report if he's not on that exempt list and we're still in the same position. And he's not cleared.
Well, he's hired a guy with a pretty good track record of getting players off, Don Samuel, high-powered Atlanta attorney, to defend him against these charges that he orchestrated a violent home invasion, leaving his ex-girlfriend badly beaten. So, I don't know if we hear anything new over the course of the next week, 2 weeks, but I have a feeling that Don Samuel, he's going to get up to speed really quick on this case, and it wouldn't shock me to get some kind of statement from him in the next 24 to 48 hours, of course. We'll see how fast the law enforcement works there in Georgia. This is going to be interesting. And again, we said it yesterday and I'll say it again. Buckle up.
Well, in Philadelphia with the LeSean McCoy case, that took months before he was finally kind of just went away. Remember that? With the bar fight there? And yeah, that wasn't until the spring. Yeah, like you said, buckle up or maybe not buckle up. Maybe this is going to be a long ride and we're waiting for updates here. I think we're all anxious, too, just because of that photo. You see that photo, you want justice immediately for whoever did that. You know, and by the way, we should point out, too, while we've had our guests here on, we want your calls here, 454-ESPN, because we took a call before we went on. Somebody was saying, Danger, basically, hey, you guys are out of line here. You know, it was basically somebody that wanted to defend McCoy.
And look, I believe that justice will be served. That's where I stand. The optics are not good. I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm not saying he did it. I'm not saying he's involved. But it doesn't look good. And his track record ain't good. We'll let it play out and see how it goes. Listen, I became a Ray Lewis fan. I loved Ray Lewis when he played in the NFL. There's a very good chance Ray Lewis is a murderer who got off.
Or at the very least, he witnessed something, the worst crime possible.
You're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Your quarterback.
Those were in the pre-Ray Rice days because Ray Rice changed everything. Where now the league will err on the side going the other direction. See Zeke Elliott. There are so many details we didn't know about that. Yes. And the Cowboys ended up losing that battle. And that dragged on last year. But that essentially killed their season last year with the drama that surrounded that whole situation. I didn't think the Bills were going to go anywhere this year, and I think most Bills fans share that same sentiment that this is a building year. I don't want to say rebuilding, but you see where this is now. Are you kidding?
It's America, guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah,
fine.
It's fine.
We're not jumping to any conclusions, and we're not saying LeSean did any of it.
No, but this is the reality. They think that folks have to realize that now with these stories. We used to just wait for the official police report and then the attorney and then the process play out, blah, blah, blah. It's a little inverted now when you have Instagram and Twitter and everything else, okay? That started the whole thing here. So when you see that picture, we know there was a crime. That's not disputable. Something horrific happened. People should be upset about this. And I would challenge the most ardent LeSean McCoy defender. Are you not upset what happened? This was his home, his ex-girlfriend. I'm not saying he did it. I'm saying you should be offended that somebody in society got beat up like this.
And we're just waiting for facts. We're not supporting a player blindly because he's good at football. We're just waiting for facts.
No, but I get the sense that some people are doing that.
Here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that we have smart enough listeners that aren't going that they wouldn't defend, that they wouldn't work against a victim of domestic violence. Because the domestic violence, bottom line, it needs to stop. It needs to stop. Character issues might be. She might have character issues just like he has character issues. Don't know.
Fair enough.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't know. But nobody deserves to have done to them what she had done to her. I'm sorry. You're a special breed of coward if you hit a woman. And if you hired somebody to hit a woman, that makes you an even bigger coward. I just don't.
Well, we don't. What if somebody hired someone just to go get the jewelry back and something went terribly awry? I mean, that's the other middle ground possibility here.
The optics are not good. Let's just leave it at that. Yeah. It's not a good look for LeSean McCoy, and I don't think any of us should be surprised given what we know about his character from his past in the NFL. Prior to this incident, he's a bad guy. He's nicknamed Shady for crying out loud. Is there a more appropriate nickname for a player than Shady, given what he's done? So we wait for facts. We have a police report. No suspects named in that report. Four crimes listed. Armed robbery. Aggravated assault with a firearm. Burglary of residential, no force. And aggravated battery. Thank God she's alive.
Pistol whipped.
Pistol whipped.
Oh.
Could have been a lot worse. Could have been a lot worse. But nobody deserves what happened to her. Nope. Sorry. I don't care what kind of fan you are. You can't convince me that that's okay. Regardless of who's involved. Regardless of who did it. NFL appetizers next. We go around the NFL and serve up today's top stories in bite-sized form. I mean, you would have to be nuts to think LeSean McCoy isn't somehow involved. Well, the good news is somebody who you could say might be certifiably nuts is saying he's not involved.
Oh, and that makes it okay then.
Yeah, Richie Incognito chimes in. We'll get to that and more next. NFL appetizers in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24-7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On demand. Score stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.